The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Elizabeth Taylor once said, "I'm a very committed wife, and I should be committed too, for being married so many times." On the show this week, we take a look at her life, career, and marriages. I've got some Mad Men news for you, swank advice with a discussion about how you can land a jumbo jet if you need to, some cool events for the jet setters to attend, plus a cool blog to check out, along with our new segment, Review with Coop, and an app that you need for your iPhone or iPad to get the free classic movies straight to you. Starting off now with one from his Shadow Bride album, Jimmy Vargas and A Blue Negligee.
Blue negligee.
cliche.
The Cocktail Nation, thanks to Tiki Shark.
They call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy. When you take my hand or touch my cheek, I know I'm on a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They say you're lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy, but darling, so am I.
Such a lucky guy.
I'm such a lucky girl. When you love me, I feel lucky. I'm such a lucky girl with such a lucky guy. Lucky girl, lucky guy, lucky guy, lucky guy.
The Cocktail Nation for Tiki Shark, Janet Seidel and Mr. Lucky Well. Last week, we lost a legend of the silver screen, Elizabeth Taylor. For most, the light of fame is fickle. It's a bit like spring sunshine, probably not much more reliable. For others, the rare few, it burns steady and constant. Taylor's star burnt brightly at the age of 12 when she made National Velvet.
We'll win for you, Mother.
She went on to star with some of the biggest names in Hollywood, like Montgomery Clift, in A Place in the Sun.
Seems like we always spend the best part of our time just saying goodbye.
With Rock Hudson and James Dean in Giant.
I'm a tough Texian now.
And with Paul Newman in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Alive! Why are you afraid of the truth?
Taylor was one of the most blessed and cursed actresses, the toughest and one of the most vulnerable. She had an extraordinary grace about her, wealth and voluptuous beauty. She won 3 Academy Awards. One of the Oscars came for a searing performance in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? She played an alcoholic who's in a very troubled marriage opposite a real-life husband by the name of Richard Burton. A film that some people thought was a little bit too close to her real-life marriage with Burton, sadly.
I hope that was an empty bottle, George. You can't afford to waste good liquor.
A London-born actress, a star at the age of 12, a bride and divorcee at 18, a superstar at 19, and a widow at 26. She was a screen sweetheart and a martyr, later reviled for stealing Eddie Fisher from Debbie Reynolds, then dumping Fisher to bed Burton, a relationship of epic passion and turbulence lasting through 2 marriages and countless attempts at reconciliation. She spoke about the reason her marriage with Richard Burton failed.
It was almost like everything was too much. We loved each other almost too much.
In later years, her movies didn't get that much critical acclaim. But she maintained her fame through drinking and eating herself into the proverbial train wreck. Paparazzi were eagerly waiting to take another Liz overweight photo. What happened to her beauty? Her visits to the Betty Ford Clinic became notorious, and the slovenly look that she gained with so much effort for Virginia Woolf now became very natural to her. So much so that singer and actor Divine once said, "All my life I wanted to look like Elizabeth Taylor, and now Elizabeth Taylor looks like me." But Taylor was always able to overcome her weakness and her love life after Burton, with marriages to Senator John Warner and construction worker Larry Fetensky, who she met at the Betty Ford Clinic and was 20 years her junior. And she made a much-publicized friendship with Michael Jackson, and she stood by his side when he was troubled by scandals. But her most important role in later years was a campaigner for funds for AIDS research, a role that she took to heart after the death of her close friend Rock Hudson in 1985. She was renowned for her great sense of compassion. She once said that she was no stranger to unhappiness and that she learned how to help others in pain. After an illness almost killed her during the making of Butterfield 8, she spoke the memorable words, "Dying is many things, but most of all, it is wanting to live."
Thank you. This is the Cocktail Nation. Music.
Cocktail Nation, Coop Cooper, Lucas Figger, Straight No Chaser. Some good news this week that our major sponsor, Tiki Shark, and Brad Parker have agreed to continue their support of this radio show for the next year. This is a continuation of our agreement over the last couple of years. And in fact, Brad moves back into the fold now for a third year in a row. Brad wrote to me this week to confirm the agreement, saying that he really wants to continue with the show. It's one of the main pillars supporting the current retro fashion, music, and art and culture scene. He says, I know that sounds a bit much for one podcast, but I feel your solid, dependable output has brought a lot of people to the party. Thank you, Brad, and thank you, Tiki Shark, and I look forward to a profitable year ahead for both of us, hopefully.
Swank Advice with Coop.
Now, I must issue an apology to all our female listeners of the show, probably because the majority of the swank advice that I've been dishing out is tailored mostly to men, and that's probably because I am a man, and I'm speaking generally from my own experiences. That said, hopefully all listeners can get something out of the swank advice, which is why we provide it. I've always thought that a swank man is one that can handle pretty much any scenario that comes his way, and it got me thinking, what would you do if you suddenly had to land a jumbo airplane? I've been on numerous planes throughout my life, and I've often thought about this. What would I do? Suddenly, it's all left up to me. Well, I've got the answer for you. Okay, first point, grab the radio and scream for help. Secondly, engage the autopilot. Now, what you need to do is look for three buttons marked CMD. Press only one of them so that it lights up. Point the nose of the aircraft in a straight and level heading. Now, dig out the checklist. These are handy little things that cover the basic procedures that have to be followed for landing. They're usually tucked into a side pocket next to the pilot seat. And the co-pilot seat too. Check out the checklist thoroughly. They'll help you identify exactly what subtype of jumbo you're flying, which can simplify matters considerably. Some other charts you need are the Jeppesen charts. Now, these are lifesavers. They're big notebook-like things full of maps and landing approaches for practically every airport in the world. What you need to do is figure out which airport you want. Then you can find the radio frequency that you need to communicate with their tower, which is a good idea. Now you need to locate the flight management system. There should be some buttons on the mode control marked LNAV and VNAV. Find the airport on the Jeppesen map. Ideally, the pilot and the crew enter the appropriate data before they took off and met with their demise. What you then have to do is put your map on a 100-kilometre scale using the EFIS control panel. When it's time to start going down, you'll get a yellow message on the middle screen courtesy of this device. Once that yellow message comes up, check out the control display between the pilot seats. The bottom line is reset MCP altitude. And what you need to do is find the knob on the mode control panel, which sets the altitude. Turn the knob until the set altitude on the display is around about 30 meters higher than the airfield altitude as specified by the Jeppesen charts. Set up for landing, depressing the LOC and the GS buttons on the mode control panel to engage the auto land functions. With any luck, all three autopilot buttons on the CMD should now light up. Turn on the auto brakes. If you've done everything else properly, the aircraft will come down to read the radio base landing beam, and the autopilot will take care of the landing, and the auto brakes should brake your beast to a halt. After that, change your underpants. Here's Jackie Gleason. How did she look?
Thank you. Look up Lounge Lothario in the dictionary, and you'll find a picture of Coop smiling.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms a soul when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
The Cocktail Nation, thanks to Tiki Shark, Tony Bennett, and Manhattan. Tony's going to be celebrating his 85th birthday this fall with a new album, Tony Bennett Duets, number 2, to be released in September. Now, Bennett has already began the live recording process with several artists during the Grammy weeks in February. He's been recording at LA's famed Capitol Studios, and I believe subsequent sessions are planned for spring in New York, Nashville, and Italy. Would you like to know some of the big names? Well, Andrea Bocelli from Italy, Josh Groban, John Mayer slated to collaborate with Bennett, as well as Michael Bublé and Katie Lang, who've also featured on the original Duets album. Look forward to that. They're always absolutely spectacular, the Tony Bennett Duets albums. So I'll look forward to that one coming out in September. September 20th is the date that I've been given. Time for our new segment, Review with Coop, a segment where I review events, music, movies, books, TV shows, pretty much anything that comes across my desk. And this week, apps is a cool app for your iPhone or iPad. It's called Movie Vault. For those who like old classic movies, like me, Movie Vault is from Flingsoft and it gives you access to over 1,000 old classics. I think we're up to about 1,200 at this stage. Now, you're not going to find anything on the top 100 list, but there are a handful of movies that you might be interested to watch, like Alfred Hitchcock's Sabotage. That's just one of the many, many films. I just watched High School Caesar the other day. Most are extremely old and fairly obscure, which is exactly what I like. Movie Vault does have a large collection of Tarzan, Charlie Chan, Hercules movies, and Dick Tracy movies. So fans of the cult classics are going to get a real kick out of this one. Now, one of the downsides of Movie Vault is that it, even though it's an app, it actually does stream to your phone. So you need to have a wireless or certainly a very big data plan to be able to handle this. So it's not real crash hard if you're thinking about taking an airline flight and watching a movie, or perhaps a road trip when you're out in the middle of nowhere and you can't get a 3G signal. But they are fantastic films. Most of the films are in the public domain, so you can watch them for free. And Movie Vault, quite the deal at $2.99. If there's something you'd like to have me review, shoot me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and right now, HB Radke, and I get a kick out of you.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol never thrilled me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some may go in for cocaine, but I am sure if I took even one sniff, 'twould bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane. Flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Mr. Michael West on tenor saxophone. Get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. Oh, I get no kick in a plane. Flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick. Oh, yeah, give me a boot. Oh, I get a kick out of you.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper. He makes Don Draper seem like a choir boy.
The Cocktail Nation, Haji Baba, and Crazy Bongos. A letter to the Cocktail Nation this week. Dear Coop, your show is great. I've been subscribed for about a year, and I love each time my iTunes downloads your newest podcast. One of my favourite shows was Cocktail Nation 141, Mondo Weekend, and he also enjoyed Portland MCM. This is from Shane Reaney, who's in Oregon. He says that while vacationing in Panama back in January, listened to that particular podcast 3 to 4 times, and the music was perfect for relaxing by the beach. Thanks for your work. Well, thank you, Shane. Shane's the GM over at Liberty Natural Products. Well, thank you very much, Shane. Much appreciated. And if you'd like to send me an email anytime with a question or perhaps a compliment, I'm always happy for those. TheCocktailNation@gmail.com. Time for our look at the world of swank now. Monday evening, April 25, the Miami Rum Renaissance Festival is beginning with the Zombie Jamboree at the legendary Mai Kai Polynesian Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. It's to pay special homage to the zombie cocktail, followed by a traditional dinner and fire dance at the Mai Kai. And the host for the Zombie Jamboree 2011 is Jeff Beachbum Berry. One from Evan, who sent me a note this week, who wanted to submit an event to us. It happens every third Wednesday at Otto's Shrunken Head in the East Village, New York City. He writes, take off your ascot and slip into something a little more comfortable. A turtleneck. A retro-futuristic playground. You can join DJs Ursula 1000, who's just recently at the Mod Miami, and Xerox as they take a trip back in time to the future. and fly with them at supersonic speeds as they take a groovy romp through space age pop, spy, soundtracks, TV themes, exotica, and a whole lot more each month, featuring a different $5 specialty martini to enhance your listening pleasure. 9 p.m. till 4 a.m. every third Wednesday, free at Otto's Shrunken Head, 538 East 14th Street, New York. OttoShrunkenHead.com, the website. And April 22, the Narco Lounge Combo. They're playing at the Croft in Bristol, UK. We've got the Tiki Art Exhibition at the Custom Lane Art Gallery in Richmond, Melbourne, 8th through to the 29th of May. The Custom Lane Gallery, 8 Lutton Lane in Hawthorne. And don't forget the Hookie Layer coming up as well, June 9 to 12. Soon heading up to the Cocteau Nation blogosphere right now. This is Enoch Light and the Bacharach tune, What the World Needs Now is Love. And I was inspired to play this after watching Austin Powers just the other night.
Cooper, the unofficial sexiest man of the year.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation, Mr. Ho's Orchestronica, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. A little while ago, we talked about and interviewed Jack Newcastle about his book, The Fine Art of Mixing Girls. Well, via his publishing company, Grand Prix Press, I see there is a new book coming out. It's called Encounters with Carrie. It's by Richard Torregrossa, author of the acclaimed Cary Grant A Celebration of Style, returning with a collection of wonderful stories about the Hollywood legend, culled from colleagues, fellow actors, directors, tailors, shoemakers, restaurateurs, waiters, maids, and many, many more. Encounters with Cary, with a new insight into this extraordinary man. GrandPrixPress.com, the website to check out.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
Basic Hip Digital Gold is a blog that I've been following for a while, and there are some fantastic downloads and information that is well worth a look at. They specialize in exotica, pop instrumentals, and oddities from the 50s and 60s. Basic Hip Digital Gold is the website to check out. Actually, on there, they've got an interesting look, too, at Vertigo and this particular street in San Francisco, which you would remember when you see it from the film, and how it's changed, which is just absolutely spectacular, seeing how a street can change in, you know, 40, 50 years. Do check it out. I'll leave you with Frank Bennett and Pretend That We're Dead. Stay in.
Up with what's going down in every city and every town. Cramping styles is the plan. They've got us in the palm of their pretty hand. When we pretend that we're dead, when we pretend we're dead, they can't hear a word we said. When we pretend that we're dead, turn the tables with our unity. They're not a moral nor majority. Wake up and smell the coffee, or just say no to individuality. When we pretend that we're dead, when we pretend we're dead, they can't hear a word we said. When we pretend that we're dead, pretend we're dead, when we pretend that we're dead, they can't hear a word we said. When we pretend that we're dead.
The Cocktail Nation on WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, VX.